Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Well, I was going to ask you too. Do you have your communion elements ready? Okay. Amen. Good morning, John Wehner. It's so good to see you. We think so you need to come back. Yeah, but it'd be a nice one, I bet. That's true. It is true. Amen. You do. Yeah, amen. I'm not sure whether to take that as a compliment or not. Well, that's a true statement. Yep. Amen. Amen. That is it. I don't remember. I'm trying to remember. Oh my, yeah. No, I actually don't hear any noise from you other than talking. As long as it's still going. Yes. Thank you. Yes. I receive this blessing in Jesus' mighty name. I guess 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. Okay. Well, I got to get back to my screen and find my, there we go. Okay. 2 Corinthians 10:3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Well, while he's driving through this hall, I'd like to, whoops, hold on. That's all right. Yeah, that's all right. We can still hear you. We just have a different view now. It has been to heaven. Yeah. In reverse. Yep, Psalms 138. This is a Psalm of David, of course. Verse 1, I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. And notice that is a small gods. He's not saying that there's a bunch of gods. 2, I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word above all your name. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord. When they hear the words of your mouth, yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly. But the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, You will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands, which is us.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm verse 2. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your holy name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word above all your name. Yeah. All right, here we go. Ephesians 1, verse 15. Therefore, I love this prayer, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. No, we can't hear it at all. I'm born again. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, amen. Well, yeah, I've been here. I just didn't remember what you were. Do you want me to read the whole chapter? Okay, that's what I was wondering what I was looking for. Yeah. Satan thrown out of heaven. Start at verse 7, yes. And war broke out in heaven. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of the brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. Hallelujah. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come for the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before God day and night, has been cast down. Is that the verse you wanted me to read? Okay. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Amen. Yeah, amen. No ticket was given, John, just so you know. 5 minutes to 12. Yeah, amen. Yes. I couldn't hear what you were saying. I'm assuming you're... Oh, now I can again. I'm assuming you're saying you have to turn off now. Yes. Yep. All right, here we go with Ephesians 2. And, you know, I just want to add before I do this, to add to what Pastor was saying, it literally is that easy. Our job here is to drive off these enemy forces, and we can do it with our words everywhere we go. Yesterday, as I was walking and I'm going by a playground, I said, I plead the blood of Jesus over every child in that playground, and I declare they will always follow you, Lord. It's that easy. Speaking Jesus as you go by any place, I claim this territory for the kingdom of God. I speak Jesus over this entire area. Thine kingdom come and thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. It's that easy. Our words are so powerful, and we just need to realize that. We talked about that a little bit last night on the program. And we just need to get that in us that that's what it is. And we'll start seeing all of these things changing and leveling out and setting in order. And so that's what I had to add. So here we go. Ephesians 2. And you have made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin. Let me go back a little bit just so, because it kind of starts in mid-sentence almost. I'm going to go to verse 22 in chapter 1. He put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Now we're in chapter 2. And you have made me alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, just as who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Therefore, I'm on verse 11 now, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. And what he's talking about is the circumcision was the Israelites. So they were God's chosen children. And us being the Gentiles, that's the uncircumcised, which we know that was an act of the flesh. But that's what defined people between people at that time. So that's what they're talking about here. And us having no hope of ever being redeemed because the Israelites were his people until Jesus came. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been made near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of division between us. So there we go. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Hallelujah. Christ, our cornerstone. This is verse 19. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a habitation of God in the Spirit. So we're all included in that now if we receive Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so let's move on to communion. Hopefully Pastor will be able to join us. What we will do is we're going to read our communion verses, and then we're going to say the prayer of salvation for any here that has not been born again yet. We'll say the prayer of salvation so that you can partake in communion with us. You don't want to do that unless you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And we hope you've been considering doing this. And it's this easy. We'll say the prayer together. You'll judge yourself and realize that you need a Savior and receive him into your life. So we'll do that, and then we'll take communion together, and I'll actually put the prayer up so you can read it along with me, the communion prayers. Okay, so here we go. We're going to read 1 Corinthians. It's in chapter 11, verses 23 to 28 and 31. These are the prayer or the verses that pertain to communion. Let me get my elements over here. I was asking Pastor if he had his ready. I guess I need to have mine ready. So here we go, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work, him redeeming us back to him until he comes. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. And that's what I was just talking about, realizing we have all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God, and we need a Savior. That's what it means by examining yourself. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So you realize this yourself, and then you're not judged for it. And then we're going to go to 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 through 19. This is about the love of God. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. And as we were being taught last night too, love takes away anything that the enemy can use against you. Anytime that anytime that you show love for another, it totally disarms the enemy. So hallelujah for love. Okay, so now we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. I'll say a line, and then you can repeat after me and pray this from the depths of your heart. This is the prayer that is going to change your life. It truly is, and there is nothing better than living a life for Jesus. So here we go. Father God, I know I need you in my life every day. I believe Jesus is the Son of God, and he came into this world and sacrificed himself so that I might be saved. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins and ask you to come into my heart. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Live in me and through me. Now I know I am saved, born again, and a child of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, please get a hold of us. Pastor's email address and our information will be in the comments or the notes on YouTube. If you look us up on our webpage is Samuel J. Cottle, Community of Faith, and all of our information is on there too. If you have questions, Pastor will be happy to answer any questions you have. We'll help guide you. This is a new thing, and sometimes you're standing there thinking, now what do I do? Well, we'll help you see how to live a life. Oh, and how to live a life following Jesus. We'll help you see what to do next, and we'll answer questions. And what I need to do right now is pull up the communion prayer so that we can say that all together. I'm going to put it up on the screen here. I didn't have it pulled up. Oops. So please bear with me for just a second while I get this done. All right. It is up there. We'll hold your communion elements up. And remember, if you don't have a bread or a cracker and grape juice on hand, you can use something else, because we are blessing and sanctifying them right now. But in general, when you're taking communion on a regular basis, which we recommend you take it every day, several times if you're battling an illness in your body or whatever. So it's good to, we want to do this as closely as we can to what Jesus did with the apostles. And you keep the grape juice and the bread set aside for specifically for that. Make it holy and sacred to you. Okay, so here we go. Hold up your elements. And let's pray. Father, we thank you for these communion elements, and we bless them and we sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. All right. Now I'm going to share the screen here. I'm going to disappear, but you'll be able to see the communion prayer so we can say it together. And anytime you're doing communion, you can pull this up on our website. This is actually off of our website, so this is what you'll see when you pull it up. So let's pray this together. I thank you, Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life from destruction. Jesus, I thank you for giving yourself for me, so that I can be complete in you every day. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me, and I am now a new creation in Christ. As you instructed your disciples, Jesus, I receive these elements today this bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now here is the prayer. These are verses out of the Bible. You were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. Whoops. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Every joint is supplying in my body from your body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive this bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name. Let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus, for everything you suffered for us. Thank you. And now let's lift up the cup of blessing, your juice, and pray this prayer. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. Whoops, I apologize. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By the blood of Jesus, I have bold access to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome. By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By the blood of Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive this juice now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's take the juice together. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Whoops. And now, Pastor would normally sing to us. I'm not going to sing to you. But we thank you all so much for being here. I'm sure he was planning to be back before this point, but who knows what went on there. So anyways, thank you all for being with us. God bless you. God bless your day. Go out and change the world around you. Use your words right. And don't let them speak against anything that good in your life, or anything that you know is God's will for your life. Anything good, speak it. Anything bad, just don't say it. All right. Anyways, have a great day, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow morning for prayer. It's called Rebuilding the Walls of Righteousness. It's a time of prayer and declaration where we pray over the nation and our families and everything that concerns us. and make a lot of great declarations using our words to change the heavenlies, change things in our world here. We make the changes in the heavenlies through our words, I guess I should say. Have a wonderful day. Thank you again so much for being with us. We love you all and we appreciate you. We love you and God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.